You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Welcome to this latest episode of Liam Ryan, the Dealmaker. I'm actually recording this in sunny Marbella on the Property Millionaires Retreat, which we run every single year. We've got 12 amazing business owners here where we're working on their business. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you, with my business partner, Jay Munoz, what is the difference between equity and debt? Hi everyone, it's Liam. I'm here with my business partner,
Jay Munoz.
And welcome to this short video where we're gonna be explaining the difference between equity and debt. We got asked this question a lot, so we thought, hey, we'll do a short video, explain it to you so you have an understanding of what you're doing when you're starting to build a property portfolio. Now, me and Jay, we've just celebrated our 4-year anniversary in business together, which has been amazing. And in that time, we've raised lots of joint venture finance. We've gone and got mortgages. We've used development funding because we do lots of things in property. We buy and sell houses. We do HMOs, development deals, land development, commercial conversions. So really in simple terms, let's say, for example, you want to get into property and you want to buy a house, and that house is going to cost £100,000 to buy. Now, in order to buy that house, of course, you've got a few options. You can go and buy it cash, or you can leverage the bank's money. So, Jay, when you're going out and getting a mortgage, to keep it simple, typically, what is the percentage that the bank will give you as a loan towards that purchase?
Okay, let's say you have no experience whatsoever, but you have good credit. You definitely need good credit to borrow money from the banks. So typically 75% is what they lend you.
And they call that loan to value, don't they?
They call it loan to value, that's correct. If you have experience in, let's say, buy to let properties, then you can get up to 85% loan to value.
Loan to value. So Kent Reliance is a mortgage company that we use, and we use our broker to go and source us the best deals in the marketplace. And that's really important. You don't want to be spending your time searching the market to go and find the best mortgage deals. You don't want to be walking in and out of Barclays and NatWest and Abbey National, because they are relatively limited on what they can offer. We're talking about investment type mortgages. So our top recommendation is use a good broker. So at one of our brokers, David Tonks at Advocate Finance, he's got access to 144 lenders.
Yeah.
Something like that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then the thing is, guys, the market changes, that the risk criteria for the banks also changes on a daily basis, right? So today, Shawbrook might give you, let's say, 4.3%. Tomorrow, they might drop it down because they want more business, or it's up and down.
So it's up and down,
what
isn't
they do, the mortgage broker, is scrutinize the whole market at any given point, and they give you any given time, and just say, Liam J, I think this is the best product for you. And he saves you a lot of money, doesn't it?
Great.
You know, having that.
So working on that principle, loan to value, 75% loan to value, the house is £100,000. The bank will give you £75,000 as a loan, as a mortgage. Of course, there's interest that you need to pay, and at some point in the future, you need to pay that back. And there's a couple of ways in which you can structure the deal. You could do interest only, or you can do capital repayment. Everything we do at the moment is interest only, which means the mortgage payment is the lowest it can possibly be. But at the end of the term, let's call it 10 or 15 years, you're gonna owe the principal sum that you borrowed, and you've just been paying off the interest. But actually, it's not you paying the interest, it's your tenants, isn't it, Jay?
Absolutely.
It's your tenants that are paying that interest, and then you have surplus capital cash flow left over each month, as long as it's a good deal, and that's called your profit, your cash flow in that deal. So the 75% is what we would class as the debt. So that's debt, that's money that's been lent to you that you need to pay back. So Jay, what's the equity part?
Yeah, so the equity, you know, is basically the money that you need to come out, or you needs to come out of your pocket to purchase that asset. I mean, our students, when we start, you know, when you receive a training, we let you know exactly what you need to do, step by step, of how to get that equity from someone else. So at the end, the you know, you leverage money from the bank and leverage it from someone else's pocket, and your return becomes infinite, basically.
Infinite return.
Absolutely.
So the equity part is the 25%, the deposit that you have raised in order to go into that deal. So the mortgage company know that you've got skin in the game. And what happens over time is the property price value should increase, which it then increases the equity you have in that deal. So say, for example, over 10 years, that property then is valued at £200,000. Well, you've been paying off the interest, you still owe £75,000, but now your equity has increased from £25,000 to £125,000. And what you can then do, as your equity grows in a deal, at some point in the future, what can they do, Jay?
Refinance. So this is Brilliant. What I did when I started my journey in 2006, in fact. I was getting 100% mortgages at the time, Liam. And, you know, and people were saying to me, because the credit crunch hit us hard, I was in negative equity. We say, Jay, are you mad? You negative equity? But, you know, my strategy was long term. Now those properties are actually appreciated in value. And in fact, I've been refinancing those properties and pulling money out tax-free. So that's what you can do. So that as the property value goes up, then you can refinance actually sometimes better deals, in fact, you know, pay even less interest. And then you free up capital to reinvest if you wish, or do something else.
Yeah. So you're using your asset over time to generate you even more cash, which you can then buy more property. So never be afraid of getting, and this is what we call good debt. You know, bad debt is borrowing money to go on holiday, or borrowing money to buy a television, or using store cards to buy clothes. That's what we call bad debt. Using a credit card to pay your bills and put food on your table, that's bad debt, because you're using the money on a liability. A liability is something that goes down in value, not goes up in value. So never be afraid of going out there. I love debt, as long as it's good debt. And you can leverage the bank's money time and time and time again on multiple deals to build you this amazing portfolio that, number one, is going to give you great cash flow, and number two, will increase in value and give you equity over 5, 10, 15 or 20 years. And this is how you slowly but surely build up a portfolio that's going to give you financial freedom. And there's some great deals out there at the moment, isn't it? Not just for mortgages. It's a buyer's market. We use different companies for debt, good debt, development funding.
Absolutely.
And there's different companies out there that specialize in different things. So depending on what the deal is, will depend who you go to. You might need to go to a broker that deals with residential mortgages. You might need to go to a broker that deals with more HMO commercial type mortgages. Or you might need to go to a broker that specifically deals in land development or commercial conversions or buying properties at auctions. The key thing to understand is that there's lots of ways of structuring property deals, using some of your own money, using investor money, using the bank's money, and of course, risk is important, Jay, isn't it? Making 100%. Sure you understand those numbers.
I mean, the main thing in here, guys, is mitigating that risk. But first of all, obviously, you need to understand which risk you're mitigating. So I always recommend this. You know, when we started our journey, you know, I was at a certain level, but I wanted to save time and be over there a lot higher. So what we decided to do is mentoring. You know, you just got ourselves really good mentors that are ahead of us, and they knew, obviously, because they've been there themselves, they knew where there is where, they knew how to mitigate the risks and so on and so forth. So it's key, paramount, that you know exactly why you're up against, so then you can mitigate it, can you? And then with the help of a mentor, you'll work at a different level.
Exactly. And at the moment, we are looking to fix our mortgages, because you can have a fixed rate mortgage, you can have an adjustable rate mortgage. There's pros and cons to both. Interest rates are very low at the moment, and everyone is expecting them over the next 2 to 5 years to increase. And as if you're on an adjustable rate mortgage, your mortgage payment will go up as interest rates go up. So then that will shorten, or you won't get as much cash flow. We like to know where we stand with each and every property. So at the moment, when we're doing any form of refinancing or we're doing a new deal, we are fixing our mortgages typically for 5 years. And then we'll reassess the market in 5 years and we'll see what's going on. And in 5 years, hey, it might be that we go with a new mortgage company. It might be that we can get a better deal. We just don't know. But at least for the next 5 years, even if interest rates do rise, we know there's enough margin, up to about 6 or 7% interest rates in our deal. So we feel we're really protected. We know exactly where we stand, so we can manage the portfolio in a risk adverse way. Yeah. So we're paying the bills, there's cash flow every month, so we can continue to grow. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you found this short video useful, this short episode of the podcast, Lee and Ryan, the Dealmaker, useful. Stay tuned for more videos, stay tuned for more podcasts. If we can do it, you can do it. One top tip, Jay.
Right, okay. Oh, so many out there just coming to my head. Right, in regards to getting a really good deal from the brokers, sometimes it's good to have one broker, one point of contact, because saves you a lot of time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, once they have all the documents, passports and all that stuff, they pretty much go in there. But sometimes they're specialists. So what I'm trying to say here is, you know, David is really good at commercial mortgages, okay, but he only focuses on commercial. But then we have another specialist, which is residential mortgages, and this guy knows what he's doing as well. So
have
make
a good,
sure
have a good broker,
absolutely,
or a number of brokers.
A number of brokers on different specialities, and you know that saves you a lot of time and a lot of money.
Fantastic, good stuff. So we'll see you soon. Take care.
All the best. Bye.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.